This podcast is brought to you by my Christmas stocking sampler. Get two of my books and two t-shirts for only $19.99. That's a $50 savings. Order now at HowieCarshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I found people who join the administration and keep points that represent the spectrum of the American people as well as the spectrum of the Democratic Party.
This is about the least flashy team you could possibly get.
They are now being told that it is not going to be political.
When I look at that group up there, they are not political.
This also felt like the Avengers. It felt like we're being rescued from this craziness that we've all lived through from the last 4 years.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
2020 is not only the year of COVID, it's the year of Breonna Taylor, of George Floyd. If something like one of those cases happens on your watch, how will the Biden administration approach that?
The way we approached in the last administration, and that is not hype it up. Look at the facts. Make sure that it is determined what happened.
I don't know all the facts. I think it's fair to say, number one, any of us would be pretty angry. Number two, the Cambridge police acted stupidly.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've been in a rage for 4 years. I am so relieved.
Right.
And I want my rage to disappear
right
now. I want to be happy.
Why so serious?
People online are writing to me, Joy, get happy again. Well, I'm happy.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You have promised a Kraken will be unleashed.
No later than tomorrow. The time deadline should be able to be met, and the evidence is so overwhelming, it's almost as though they were so blatant about it, they expected us to catch it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, on this Thanksgiving Eve. You know, usually the newscasts, national newscasts, they have all these live shots from overpasses on interstate highways and big regional airports, people flying out and going over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. But today, I guess in some states, the live shots are at bars, because the bars are being shut down as they continue the panic porn. The election's really not over until they stop screaming, "The sky is falling! The sky is falling!" on these on this COVID fear mongering that's going on. So I would assume if you're in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh today, the noon newscast was in. There was a live shot in front of a bar. This bar, usually Thanksgiving Eve, is one of the biggest evenings of the year. Everybody comes home to run into their old high school classmates and neighbors and et cetera, and have a few drinks, but not this year. Because they say some people have gotten sick. Really, really old people, fat people, people that already were dying of diseases are dying. So everybody can't go to a bar tonight. But that was in Pennsylvania. Now, Louisiana, they have a Democrat governor who claims he's really a Republican in sheep's clothing, that he's not going to screw things up. But guess what? Governor John Bel Edwards did today. He has shut down all the bars in Louisiana, or most of the bars in Louisiana, until after Christmas. Apparently, the COVID virus is going to be too busy with the after Christmas sales to attack anybody. But until Christmas, the bars are going to be shut down. It is imperative that we take action, and take action now, Governor Edwards said. Under the new restrictions, bars that do not have a restaurant conditional permit, whatever that is, will be restricted to outdoor consumption only. Outdoor consumption only. That will essentially force most bars in Louisiana to close, since many do not have sufficient outdoor capacity. Okay, so I guess...
So you could say that Louisiana has lost their Christmas spirits.
Yes. Yes, they have. I just keep thinking, I go into the first Super Bowl in... The first Super Bowl with the Patriots, I think it was back in 1986. They were playing the Bears in the Superdome. And I got off the plane, and, you know, Dukakis was the governor in Massachusetts, and he was cracking that. He hated booze. He hated booze. I think for one reason, because it cost, like, so much money to buy booze. He was so cheap. But he hated it. He had shut down happy hours. He had gotten a law passed that you couldn't drink in a car anymore if you were not the driver, even if you weren't the driver, et cetera, et cetera. And I got off the plane, and they have these at the New Orleans airport. They have these portable drink carts. Like every 50 feet, you could buy a drink. And I thought to myself, man, is the Duke coming down here for this game? But now, now Louisiana, are those portable drink carts still operating at the New Orleans airports? Are they going to be shut down too? Probably. So that's, but the good news is in Boston, Marty Walsh has said that he has decided to allow restaurants in Boston to remain open outdoors indefinitely. So, you know, I mean, think of that. This. After Christmas, they can have the January, the Blizzard 2-for-1 deals, the Blizzard specials. You know, come on, if the temperature during your fine dining experience in the parking lot behind the restaurant, if the temperature goes below 0 degrees, you will get a free dessert on the house. How about that? This is so ridiculous what's going on here. Meanwhile, there's a mayor in Denver. Of course, he's a Democrat, and he's been ordering people to stay home. Let's see. He tweeted out of his account a stern warning to his constituents in the city of Denver. Avoid travel if you can in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. Okay? Stay home as much as you can. Host virtual gatherings instead of in-person dinners. Order your holiday meal from a local eatery. So he tweeted this out. And then do you know what he did? He went to the airport and flew out of Denver. He wants to have dinner with his daughter in Mississippi. So rules for thee, but not for me, if you're Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. He was traveling to Houston today to visit his daughter in Mississippi. His wife has already left. So you shouldn't travel, but it's okay for him to travel. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. January dining, at least your beer will be cold. Well, frozen maybe, says 207. Yeah, I know. A cold adult beverage doesn't have quite the attraction in January that it does in July or August, does it? Meanwhile, remember the little laptop repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware that got Hunter Biden's smoking gun laptop, tried to turn it over to the FBI, but the FBI just wanted to protect the deep state and the corrupt policies of the Obama-Biden administration, so they refused to take it for many months. Well, the guy who owned the little laptop repair shop, he eventually ended up giving the laptop to the New York Post, and then as another part of the deep state conspiracy, Twitter refused to allow any of the stories in the New York Post about the rampant corruption in the Biden crime family to be posted. Remember that? Yeah, of course you remember it all that. So the owner of that computer repair shop has now gone out of business. This is only to be expected. The he apparently uh, he A neighbor said the owner skipped town, according to the Delaware News Journal. The outlet also reported that 10 days after the election, a sign appeared in the store's door to say that the shop had closed. An attorney for John Paul McIsaac, who owned the Delaware repair shop, said that McIsaac closed the shop because he had received death threats. That's the Democrat way, isn't it? It's lucky some people in white hoods didn't appear in front of his shop and burn it down. The attorney said he did not know where his client had gone or if he left town at all. So they put this guy out of business because he tried to expose Democrat corruption. And that was his reward. He's been put out of business. So much for doing the right thing. So much for cheaters never prosper. 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls today. And again, this is the I'll be off the next couple of days. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And stay tuned and be with us all through the entire show. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at your home. Right now, you can take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your doors contact-free. Grace made some chicken parm. I made some firecracker meatballs, which had soy sauce in them.
Howie, I really think you should add in when you say that, Grace, who can't cook, made delicious chicken parm, because that's how easy it is with HelloFresh. You do not have to be Julia Childs.
And Taylor made some Korean style dish, so which means there's something for everybody available from HelloFresh. With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie choices. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%. Save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with your loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, Howie90, including free shipping during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Here's another mayor in the news. This is kind of a small or medium-sized town mayor. Naperville, Illinois, Steve Chirico. He had just floated a potential mask mandate for the city of Naperville. And then some pictures showed up on social media of his honor attending his daughter's nuptials in Naples, Florida. And guess what? He was not wearing a mask. And he was huddling closely with relatives who likewise weren't wearing face coverings. And he said he was just following in the footsteps of Jabba the Hutt Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, who believes in rules for thee but not for me, and lets his family fly off in their private jet to Wellington, Florida, to their horse farm. Or he could say he was just following the footsteps of Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, who got her hair done after shutting down all the hair salons in Chicago because she said she was the national face of Chicago. God help Chicago. Time for our poll question. Today, you can save big on a holiday gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which governor will be the first to get caught breaking their own lockdown rules on Thanksgiving? Charlie Baker, Andrew Cuomo, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
I'm going to say it's Cuomo because he's I think he's less diligent in his efforts because he's totally comfortable with the fact that he owns the media in New York, except for the New York Post, that is.
45% predict Andrew Cuomo will be the first to fall. 32% for Gretchen Whitmer, 10% for Gavin Newsom, 7% for Charlie Baker, and 6% for Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy, by the way, was asked about being screamed at the other night by the two women who had appeared to have had their own ration of alcoholic beverages. And he said, oh, I'd prefer to have a polite discussion. Really, when you threaten to arrest people for going to a wedding or a funeral, Governor, is that a polite discussion? I'd say that's a threat. So, you know, if you're going to threaten people, then you better get used to hearing the F-bomb tossed back at you. That's what America's all about. I know you and the rest of the Democrats would like to get rid of the First Amendment, but it's not gone yet. So take it as it comes. Governor Murphy. What a turd. Just like his classmate at Needham High. What a great class that must have been. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. By the way, New York City to have coronavirus checkpoints. Sheriff warns of consequences for violating quarantine. I never heard of a sheriff in New York City, but they apparently have one. His name is Sheriff Joseph Facito.
Your papers, please.
Yeah, that's what he said, pretty much.
Your papers are not in order.
Law enforcement will be out in force as holidays approach. And there will be consequences for violating quarantine requirements, Sheriff Joseph Facito said yesterday. Sheriff teams will, are they like deputies? Sheriff teams will be out in force as the holidays approach. There will be vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings throughout New York City. He didn't say anything about the tunnels. So I guess if you want to go into the city, it behooves you to take a tunnel if you can get a tunnel, like the Lincoln Tunnel. Sheriffs will also be conducting checkpoints at curbside drop-off bus stops, so out-of-state buses coming in to the Reich when they drop off at the curb will be met by sheriff's teams. Ach, du lieber. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, my Thanksgiving message. Screw the control freaks. Screw the sheriff. Give it to him on election day. Invite as many people as you want over the house. Just keep the shades down so your neighbors cannot drop a dime on you.
That's right. But even if they do, in Massachusetts, Russ, who's going to show up to enforce that? Who's going to show up in New York for that matter? Yeah, I think Facito is, you know, he wanted his 15 seconds of fame on the local newscast. But do you really think anybody's going to pull people over off of a bus coming into the Port Authority terminal? I don't think so. I don't think so. That might be a little dangerous, actually, for law enforcement and innocent bystanders. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
So I just wanted to give you a quick update on the state of Vermont here. Now they've got students turning in their parents once they come back to school on Monday. If they found out that they were not following the state guidelines and if they don't do what the governor tells them to do, their teacher is going to ask them if they were outside their family gathering, and if they answer yes, then the students are sent home automatically for 14 days.
Oh my God.
And if they find out that they're lying, then the parents could be in trouble with the authorities, and the student will be suspended 14 days.
How could the parents be an authority? When did the Vermont legislature pass this legislation making it a crime? And incidentally, are the children or the 8-year-olds, the 7-year-olds going to be placed under oath? And if they're found to be not telling the truth, will they be charged with perjury and obstruction of justice and jailed until they turn 18? When does this end? I'm Howie Carr.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We were just talking about the situation in Vermont where the kids are going to be asked, like in a classic totalitarian society, to rat on their parents. That's the way it works in every authoritarian regime, right or left wing, usually left wing. Stasi had the kids ratting out their parents. 760 says, I'm originally from Vermont. My sisters are furious with Phil Scott, the governor, interrogating their kids after Thanksgiving. I wonder if the kids are allowed to have a lawyer present when the questioning by the teachers begins. Another point, now that you mention it, 760, will the teachers have to read the little kids their Miranda rights before they question them? You know, that's their constitutional right, isn't it? It's ridiculous. And again, Vermont retains the lowest death rate in the country of the 50 states. I think there have been a little over 60 deaths in Vermont, a little over 60 deaths for the whole 9 months of this plandemic. 844-500-4242. You probably know the president was thinking about flying to Gettysburg today to talk with the leaders, the Republican leaders of the legislature in Pennsylvania, who can still appoint their own slate of electors to the Electoral College because of the massive fraud that took place in Pennsylvania. So he decided ultimately not to go. He was going to go with Rudy Giuliani. But they're having a hearing today in Harrisburg, the legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, on some of the irregularities, that's the word, alleged irregularities. So we have a sound cut for the Republicans reading off some of the stats here. And listen to the reaction.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570,000-some-odd that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
That's just natural, isn't it? Who's to say it's fraudulent? So the spikes when all these so-called mail-in ballots were coming in, 570,000 votes for Biden and 3,200 votes for Donald J. Trump. And remember, when they stopped counting around midnight, Trump had a lead of, I think, 400,000 or 500,000, maybe even more, 700,000 votes. And they just chipped it away with it with these pallets of ballots, as the singer from Pensacola was saying.
Can we enter that reaction as evidence? Gosh, that's the most damning sound I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope that the judges are going to throw out Pennsylvania. I mean, or at least not count the electoral votes in Pennsylvania. But even if they prevail in the Supreme Court, the Republicans, and overturn this massive voter fraud, they're still going to have to take another state or two states away from Biden. A Pennsylvania judge today stopped any kind of certification until Friday at the earliest. And a judge in Nevada has reopened some hearings. We're going to talk with Scott Hounsell later today about what's going on in Nevada. I don't know if they can overturn Nevada, but they still, I think they would still need another state besides Nevada. If they, even Nevada and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, I guess, is still in play, sort of. The best thing they could do was try to stop it, stop Biden from getting the 270 votes and throw it into the U.S. House of Representatives early next year. But it's an uphill struggle, but you see what they're up against. Let's play that cut one more time.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570-some-odd thousand that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
But it's all totally legit. Totally legit. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie.
There?
I am calling from Plattsburgh, New York. Big fan. I heard something on the Rush Limbaugh show earlier, and I just wanted to relay it to you. I hope Donald Trump can hear it. I think this would be a great idea. The America First Party headed by Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, third parties have historically just worked to ensure the election of the party that doesn't split into two. I mean, the Republican Party in 1856 or 1860 was the last successful new party. And, the Libertarian Party has really screwed things up over the years. They've cost Republicans seats repeatedly, including one even in Massachusetts a few years back when Richard Tesey was running against a corrupt Democrat named John Tierney, and the Libertarian took enough votes away to cost him the election. And as a matter of fact, Rand Paul from Kentucky has announced that he's going down to Georgia to try to convince the 100,000 Georgians who voted Libertarian in the Senate fights in 3 weeks ago to vote for the Republicans in January. So it's always a good thought to have a less bought and paid for party, Kevin. But I don't know. Why doesn't Trump just stay in the Republican Party and take it over? I mean, it is basically the Trump Party now. I mean, who's the who would be the other leader of the Republican Party if it's not Donald Trump? It would be Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is just a senator, and he was easily reelected in Kentucky, but he's not exactly a dynamic figure. He's no Donald Trump, let's put it that way. But it is an interesting idea to have. It would be an interesting idea to have a party that was really affiliated with the interests of the Donald Trump voters, the deplorables, the irredeemables. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. So we had a little seismic activity here in Buzzards Bay about 2 weeks ago, and I felt it, and it sounded a little bit like a washing machine out of kilter. And I got to believe that after this Pennsylvania hearing today, which is still going on with the legislature, that there's some seismic activity near Chesapeake Bay at the outflow chamber from all the toilets flushing in Washington, D.C. And you may want to stay away from that area because not just the sludge coming out of that pipe, but the tidal wave that'll wash over anyone in its will greatly affect people.
Bob, one of the things that I wanted to mention today here is that you heard that in the intro, Taylor put in all these people talking about how great all these picks are for Biden. And, these are just, dedicated public servants, and they just are always doing the right thing for Americans. And, they're just wonderful people. Have you seen what some of these people are up to? This guy, Anthony Blinken, he's the one they want to be the Secretary of State. Hunter Biden sought a meeting with his president-elect dad's pick for Secretary of State shortly after joining the board of the corrupt Ukrainian energy company Burisma in 2015, according to a report Tuesday. So he was exchanging emails with this guy Blinken, trying to obviously grease the skids for himself. And how about this guy? The Homeland Security pick for Biden. His name is Alejandro Mayorkas. The inspector general of his department concluded 5 years ago that Alejandro Mayorkas's interventions in Democrat-connected cases violated department policies after 15 whistleblowers campaigned. I mean, how bad do you have to be to get 15 whistleblowers to step forward in a place as corrupt as Washington, D.C.? Remember, there are no whistleblowers in the FBI. There's no whistleblowers in the Department of Justice. How shady did this guy have to be? Mayorkas, he's the choice for Homeland Security chief, was flagged for improperly intervening to help Democrat-connected foreign investors. You mean like Russians? I thought the Russians only work with Donald Trump. Involved in the EB-5 work visa program, record show. Then Homeland Security Inspector General John Roth wrote that Mayorkas's interventions as President Obama's Deputy Homeland Security Secretary proved exceedingly rare because as many as 15 courageous whistleblowers inside the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service came forward to report his behavior. The IG, the inspector general, added, being a whistleblower is seen to be hazardous in the federal government, and a typical investigation would have one or perhaps two. That so many individuals were willing to step forward and tell us what happened is evidence of deep resentment about Democrat Mayorkas's actions. They didn't say Democrat, but I added that. Related to the EB-5 program. In the three cases cited by the IG, the report alleged that Mayorkas, again, the new Homeland Security chief, pressured staff to expedite the review of a Las Vegas casino investment at the urging of then top Democrat in the Senate, Dirty Harry Reid. He engaged in a quote-unquote an unprecedented intervention to help a company chaired by former Democrat National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe, who was the former governor of Virginia, who funneled $700,000 to Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI's wife, so that while McCabe was investigating the Hillary Clinton email espionage scandal. Mayorkas also instructed USCIS to reverse a decision to deny EB-5 funding for Sony movie projects in L.A. after hearing from Pennsylvania's former Democrat governor, Ed Rendell. Do you know what city Ed Rendell hails from? He hails from Philadelphia. He used to be the mayor of Philadelphia before he became the governor. So these are the kind of really dedicated public servants that Joe Biden is trying to put in to his administration, if there is such an administration. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to keep taking your calls. Before I go on my daily bike ride, I look at the temperature here in Florida and the temperature in Boston, and I have to admit, 75 feels a lot better than 25, and that's how cold it was this past weekend early in the morning in Massachusetts. My listeners love the Gen 40 heater. Tommy T says we can keep our home thermostat at 65 degrees all the time with the Gen 40 heater, which means they are saving money. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable. Right, Taylor? You've got it on in the garage today, right?
It's not on. It'll be on in the garage tomorrow, probably. I'll do a little work in the garage tomorrow while everybody's cooking. Stay out of their way. But it's in the bedroom at night. It works great. This is the perfect gift for yourself, your family, or for somebody else. If you want to feel like a penny pincher and a king at the same time, it's not going to cost you that much. It's going to save you money, and it's going to keep you very, very comfortable.
And the Gen 40 doesn't even count the people you have at your house, Taylor. So they could all stay warm, but it's not going to count them up.
As far as I know, there's no surveillance embedded into the Gen 40 heater, as far as I know.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run, and it won't rat you out to the cops. Saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Carr for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
He regretted to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. The problem with the Pennsylvania hearing is that unless you watch it on YouTube or heard the sound on your show, no one will ever see or hear of it. Well, we're going to play it again when we're on with Newsmax next hour. So at least a few people are going to hear it today and listen to it. That's why that's why you need to be watching Newsmax or listening to talk radio. 844-500-4242. Another texter says, so are you surprised that Biden is appointing corrupt Democrats to his administration? No, I'm not surprised. They just wanted to share the new information with you because I don't know who these people are. I never heard of them until this week. But no, I'm not surprised. I would be surprised if they didn't have these kinds of dodgy, shady past, you know, being pals with crackhead Hunter Biden. They're trying to fix stuff for sleazy guys like Harry Reid or Ed Rendell or the worst of all, Terry McAuliffe. 844-500-4242. Kristen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hey, so I'm calling from Vermont, and I noticed that you had another call on earlier today regarding our governor's new mandate around Thanksgiving dinners. And I'm just curious about our civil liberties, and I know a lot of other people are in Vermont. We're not all Biden lovers here. As to whether or not our civil liberties are being trampled on when employers and school officials are asking children where they've spent their Thanksgiving, if they've spent it with people that live outside of their household.
I know.
Nobody seems to have that answer.
You know, now that you mention it, Kristen, what is the definition of child abuse? I mean, isn't intimidating or needlessly frightening a child? Couldn't that be described as child abuse?
I mean, in my book, it could be, and certainly I'm sure in many other people's books here in the state, but I mean, the question is really simple, and nobody wants to answer it because I don't have children in school, but I have grandchildren. We're a very close family. We're not going to spend the day together tomorrow, and none of us feels really good about it. We just really feel like it tramples on our civil liberties to have our grandchildren go to school and be questioned about where they've spent their holiday.
I mean, I know Vermont is a small state. They only have one congressman, one of the few states that only has one congressman. But do any reporters or any of the legislators ask Phil Scott, is this kind of draconian lockdown necessary when so few people are dead in the state, fewer than any other state in the union by a measure of per 100,000?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're pretty smart here. We know how to make our decisions. People are wearing masks when they're out in public. You can go out to a restaurant. You can go to Lowe's and Costco. I mean, our big box stores are so busy, yet we're not allowing families to gather during Thanksgiving with people where you know where they've been. Most people are working from home these days. Our family unit rarely goes out to dinner. We go out when we have to, just I mean, we're not paranoid. We just don't like the climate out there.
I know. You know, that's I think people overlook that, you know, the restaurants, that sometimes the restaurants aren't getting business, not because people are scared of the COVID. They just don't like the police state environment, the martial law environment. You know, people giving you the evil eye if the mask slips down over your nose. People just don't want to put up with that BS. And it's not the restaurant's fault, but it's a natural reaction to especially from people who've been free our entire lives. Thanks for the call, Kristen. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, hi, This is Rich from New Jersey. Did Powell come out with the fraud in the elections for today?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been looking for it, Rich, and we'll keep an eye open for it. She told Lou Dobbs yesterday that it was coming out today, and you know she's still got an hour to file, I guess, in most courthouses in Georgia. But we'll definitely keep an eye on it. And but as far as I can see, no, not so far. That's where I discovered the. The Pennsylvania hearing going on. I guess that's the newsiest thing going on right now. But we'll keep an eye open for that. Thanks for calling, Rich. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.